Parshas Boy for Yingalait, Shin Shalabais, Tav Shin Pei Bez, Yad Shemaya. Very interesting Gemara in Yevamos, Kuf Tazayin. The Gemara says that if a husband and wife have a fight, so then she's not in a menace, Loimar Meis Bailo. Hechi Dami Katata. The Gemara says, what type of Katata? Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, by Meres Labailo, Gershuni. Says again, the fight says Gershuni. So the Gemara says, Kul Nam Yomri Hachi. Rashi says, Vshas Kaisun. So you see from this Gemara, people like someone's going to get into fight. They think, oh, I just ruined it. Like they, you know, especially person when he first gets married, like he's a hope, he can't get in the fight because you mentioned last week that people think Shlomo Zalman didn't disagree with his wife. So people think that, you know, Oyvei, I got in the fight and she screamed at me and she told me, So here we see that it's normal to fight. So Taima Chazal says, Kul Naim Yom Yochi, people say, Ima Rigdim holds it's a treif for word to say, give me a get, I'll divorce you. That's right. He says it's a treif, you shouldn't use it. But Chazal say that the people said, Gashuni, Shas Kaisen. So a person has to realize that there are ups and downs in marriage, like anything in a voida, person in a smada, anything takes work. There's times a person has an afilus and ups and downs, and that's all normal. A person shouldn't think that if he got into a fight and he got an argument, that, you know, he just ruined it. About it, it's wonderful you shouldn't have such things, but the Matzis is we're not perfect in any way, at least myself. And the Mela, a person has ups and downs and many different issues, so you don't expect. A person thinks, you know, like I mentioned last week, that, you know, after I first married my first child, this is Hashem, so it's like there's a whole different world, a different issue, because now the whole house shifted. The one who, you know, like Yigamon told me, his first daughter got married. And she was in charge of always the new babies, and they went to the Shavuot Brachos of the first daughter, and they left the baby in the street because she wasn't there to take the baby. So they would turn her back and they picked up the baby. Not kach, but you see that it's a whole different. It's a, you know, things change, and there's new nisyonis in every time a person's life. It's constantly new nisyonis, and a person in every situation, whether a person in chedarim and trying to get into seminar and all different things in high school or moving back to chutz arts, there are many different series, and therefore we have to always work on ourselves to reach a certain amount of shleimus. And it's kedai to work. And Zamaridika Igus Moshe. They came to Moshe in Detroit that they built a mikveh for women, and the men wanted to use the other side, make another third mikvah, the two mikvahs for ladies, and the third mikvah on the other side, different times, for Shilas Ezra, for Yom Tovim, Erev Shabbos, and the women didn't want. Shemai finished. And say, you know. So Moshe writes that they have no schus peda, bachal. It doesn't belong to them. There's nothing wrong. And it's not a problem of dirt. It's not dirty, because if it's dirty for the men, it's not going to affect the lady, bachal. So, what's the pshat? Why? So he says, Elamai, what's the talus? The talus is that it's cheaper if you all have the same area, it's using the same workers and same shmira and everything, it's much cheaper. You can save money. Says Rav Moshe, even though the ladies have no taina, but since it's going to have machlokes, it's kedai to spend the extra money. That's Rav Moshe paskins. It means it could be a lot of extra money. But here you see a chiddush. Rav Moshe is saying that even he writes that there's no taina, they have no schus taina. But the man is shalom, it's kedai to spend extra money, meaning to build a new place, a new mikvah for men, and get new, have to get new workers to clean it and set it up and work and watch it and take care of it. It's kedai all that, the man is shalom. So here we see. And he says, in the beginning he says, it costs extra money, Torah costs al maman shal Yisrael, therefore it's extra money, so why should you do it? The man shalom, it's kedai. So here we see that, Moshe is passing that, so here we see that sometimes shalom bias doesn't mean being right or wrong, it's to make shalom. And sometimes you are 100% right, and you still have to make shalom, give mevater, give in, and do the right thing. That's the nakuda of working on shalom. Even if a person feels that he's right. That's not the nakuda. The focus here is to make shalom. And sometimes you have to give money for it. Sometimes you have to give up for it because the tachlis is not right or wrong. The tachlis is shalom. Yaakov Kamenetsky once had a chassan and kala. The parents were a little nervous. A chassan, a svardi, was engaged to a chassidish girl. He said, different menhagim, mamash, different world of menhagim. So he sat them down. He says, you know, are you willing to give a vater for each one? He said, say it, no problem, even though they're coming from a different world. A lot of times menhagim steer things. But if you're willing to give a vater and give in and take care of things, you know, my first mistake when I first got married was when I got married Zion Tavis, and you know, I grew up in yeshiva. Tu B'Shvat for yeshiva bacher is not anything but you eat some baksa and you eat some, you know, maybe check a fig or maybe don't eat figs, have a date and you eat some apples, whatever, and then that's, you know, it's it. Yeah, you're on the.
No big deal.
My wife is a B'nai Tzurei Nicole, and she says, "What are we doing for Tu B'Shvat?" I said, "Nothing really." She says, "What do you mean? There's 15 shermalis, 15 fruit." I say, "Okay, come on!" Like, and so I stopped making fun of it, and I really made a mistake. Like, I thought she was joking, and I. It took time after. I said, "I can't believe he's getting so upset. Like, you know, what's the big deal?" And then after, I didn't realize what I just did. Like, something they do every year is a whole ganza maisa in their house of all the shermals with the 15 fruits and everything. So sometimes, you know, and I learned from there. So the next year I did tshuva was I looked into the sugya of Tu B'Shvat and I spoke by the Tu B'Shvat party in my house with the 15 shermals and 15 fruits. And I said, over the inyan of Tu B'Shvat. But that's you have to learn to mevater, even though it was the first time I did anything for Tu B'Shvat. But that's how a person has to work on himself. That even though the people, the differences, and they can clash, but nevertheless, that's the point of shalom. Shalom is focus, not right or wrong, but you want to make a ruach in the house, an atmosphere of shalom. That's a very big nekuda. I know someone told me his mother once was speaking to Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita. By Chasana. And Shmuel Kamenetsky said, at the end of speaking to this lady, speaking to her about an issue, he can't speak to Shmuel Kamenetsky. So he says, can you do me a favor? Tell my wife it's time for us to go home. You'll find her because she's the most prettiest lady in the whole hall. That's what Shmuel had said. So, you know, especially when he was talking to a man and wanted to say that he believed it. That's to him, his value. What a chashivas of his wife is that she's the most special. Everything is special, I hear. That's the greatest. And he wasn't saying, like, trying to... If he's telling a man, so he's trying to teach a man to how to treat his wife. But he's talking to a lady. But in his eyes, that's... Because when you have real shalom bayis, everything else is Adam Gadol looks at his wife, his mom, that's the greatest thing for me, and it's the best thing for me, and nothing else. And even though we're far from that, but if a person works on himself and appreciates his wife and lives with his wife in a proper way. And one of the ways is, a young man came to me, about 35 years old, and he explains to me, he says, the magic is losing it. It's not there. He doesn't feel like a relationship, a yachas. Maybe she's getting fat. I don't know. He wasn't, you know, and this is a problem, even a person married, even less than that. People come to me and told me that they're married a couple of years and something's missing. So I went to Brian David. I said, "What should I tell this young man?" So he says, "It's a simon. They have no kesher with each other. Maybe they never had a kesher, or they had a kesher, they lost it because when they have a family, so they get very busy, and they get involved in other things. So they have to do is have to spend time with each other. People don't realize this. You know, a person goes home and his wife's busy on the phone, speaking to her mother, it's very, geschmack, let her speak to her mother. You know, a young man says, you know, I don't say too, but he says, my Schwager's on my dining room table every night. You know, I don't, you know, if you have Skype, I don't have Skype. But, so he thinks he has free time. It's very nice, so you can sit and learn, but You're not connecting. You're not building. You're not getting a relationship. And therefore, after a certain time, there's a big difference. There's a bridge between husband and wife. And Rabbi David told me that they have to go for walks. And it's very, people have to, you know, see people walking. You ever see a husband couple sitting down in a park and each one's on the phone speaking to someone else? That's not spending time. You have to spend time. You have to talk over your day. You have to ask how her day is. She has to know what masechta you're learning, what the chabur you're in, and what shmooze you got in, and the musar seder, and everything that you think is silly. Why is it important? Why do they care what's going on? They care, and you have to take notice and care how their day was and how what they went through in work and everything, every step. And this is that you build the relationship, and by building this relationship. And he said that sometimes the women ask their husbands to go shopping. They ask the husband to go shopping. Says why? Because the lady feels she wants to have a relationship. And she asks the husband to go shopping. So shopping's not going to build a relationship because you're not busy with each other, you're busy with shopping. And each husband's like, oh, it's expensive, and she's saying, no, it's worth it. And busy like, you know, maybe you should get this and not get this and this and that. You know, like after I got married, so we went shopping the first time. And, you know, like, there's also a clash. You have to learn that. So we need a curtain and a soap dish and a tissue holder. So I went to, say, curtain for the shower. And you know what else? So I come there, it's like $4, and she has like $12. I said, what's wrong with, you know, just, you know, what's the difference? Why $12 over $4? She says, well, this curtain matches the soap. And it matches the dish, and matches the tissue colors, and this and that. So when we're living in the bathroom, like I don't know, like what's and I was like, it's like a whole different world. It's a different world. But then you get to understand, you get a relationship, and you understand each other, and they're coming, and there's a different world, Taco. But if you don't grow together, so then you don't develop that relationship, and then things get like, you know, loose. You don't have a kesher. When you have a kesher panimi, Then there's never a it doesn't wear off. If you don't have a kesher, just like, you know, you do this and I take care of this, and you don't build and bond a relationship, then it's going to be a problem, and then cause a problem that eventually there's a bridge, and there's no relationship, no kesher, and there's a feel of like, you know, nakashmak, mashen kain, as the Chaim Shalevitz asked, Adam Arishan was in Gan Eden. It was Gan Eden. And Hashem said, Loi toiv Adam levadai, li'is Adam levadai. He had Gan Eden. What's the pshat that he needed a wife? He had everything. He had everything he needed. It was Gan Eden. So Chaim Shalevitz said, because if a person lives his life Gan Eden and has no one to share it with, he's missing. He's missing. The same thing. That person, if he has someone to live his life together and share with. I remember after my father was nifter, my mother would say, now I don't have someone to, even if I had, even problems, but someone to discuss it with, to live it over, and this, you know, even though we don't have solutions, but when you have someone else to discuss it with, it makes a whole difference. And that's the nekudah over here, by living with each other, you have to spend time with each other. It's don't think it's bittul Torah. You know, once they asked Rav Moshe Stern gave a shmooz, a mishkiach in Kamenitz from 25 years ago. He gave a shmooz about how you should buy presents for your wife. Someone told him, I don't know if the mishkiach knows, but it costs money, presents, you know. It says that nesina zekicha. This nesina, you're giving, you're taking. By spending the money, you're getting something. Here also, people think it's a bit tiring, and people say it's a waste of time, what's the point? But by giving up time to spend with your wife, make it a issue that you want to go for a walk. Some people want to go eat out, whatever it doesn't. But then the kudah is that you should focus on with each other and just spend time with each other. And in a house, sometimes it doesn't have, you know, it's very hard because there's phone ringing and this is happening and that's happening and neighbors knocking. But if you spend time together, you build and develop a very close relationship. And over the years, it builds on it. Now, there's a very important nekuda that people speak about in America. I think there's a thing called AAA. AAA, Gabe, you know, if a person has a problem with his car, so it's called AAA. So they use it for marriage, they call it AAA, is attention, affection, appreciation. Right? Attention means that you listen to her, you listen to what she has to say, and affection, you show you love her, something that you cherish her, and appreciation is karsa type. But I'm not going to speak about that really too much. I'm going to speak about there's something which is more fundamental than that, is haracha. Haracha, to value. Because if you don't have haracha, you don't value your wife, you're not machshav of her, you don't have sincere really sees important in your eyes, then the appreciation is not really appreciation, attention is not attention, and affection is not affection. Because you know, I have come to me and say, my wife, this, that. I say, go tell your wife, she's special. Go tell your wife, go praise her. So I meet her the next day, so what happened? I told my wife, she said this, she said that. So I said, what'd she say? She said, who told you to say that? Right? Because it wasn't natural. It came from Stam, I told them. So, but if you appreciate your wife, you value, you admire her. Right, Brigham Mills had a story. A person was, used to, his wife used to talk to him, and he'd say, yeah, with the paper. He'd say, yeah, he's constantly, he's ignoring her. And finally, she was nefteris, she died, and he felt terrible. He left, he wasted his life, with his wife, he didn't spend time with her. He felt terrible. And while your wife is talking, you listen to her because you want to get out. You're just like, love's up already. You're talking, saying over the same thing. It's all different adjectives and adverbs and everything. Or you appreciate your wife. You have a cheshivas, you're mayrachi, you value her. And if you value her, when she talks to you, you want to hear what she has to say. It's important to you. You have appreciation. You appreciate what she's doing. So when she serves the kugel or serves the schnitzel, and it's not like you'd like it, so, anyone tells me that when he doesn't eat it and it doesn't taste good, he lets his wife know. She he frowns to her like right away, mamish. Make sure she should never forget. Because the difference of a haracha valuing is when you go to a restaurant, the point of the restaurant is to get results. You want it to be well done, well done, whatever you want, raw, whatever it is you want. That's you want the results. But when it comes to her rachav, value is what she put into it. How much time she spent. How much work is it? The little things that she does. That's to please you. That is the nakuda. That is how you value your machshav, what she's doing for you. Why are you giving her attention? Because you have to give her attention, you have to listen to her, you have to appreciate her. You know, in America, there's a Walmart, there's a store, they have a greeting person. That any person comes in, they say, welcome, right? And they pay someone. So the person doesn't welcome you, doesn't care about you at all, right? He's being paid to smile and say hello and welcome. Is that how you say it with your wife? You same thing? You're talking to her because, you got to do it. You got to schmooze and it's the right thing. Or you value her and therefore you like to say hello to her because she's chashev in your eyes because you have her proper haracha. Now, it doesn't come automatically having haracha. Haracha comes from thinking about your wife, respecting things about your wife. How do you value your wife? Person in Moedim, he doesn't take such time. Person just think in Moedim. Think about Moedim. Before he says things in Moedim, Rigdon Miller uses it stam in general, but here, a person's wife, think, how do I value my wife? What do I appreciate in my wife? What maila? And if you think about a maila, you can write up on a pad and write down every day an idea. How am I appreciating my wife? Something like that. Maybe Chasom, she shouldn't see it, right? But you want to write down on a piece of paper how you value your wife. When you start doing pu'ulois, then she becomes more important in your eyes. No, I'm just saying you might be embarrassed. She might see, I told one young man, write something good about your wife and leave it so she could see it and see that, trick your wife that you really think you're machshav of her because it wasn't going well in the house. So, write it down and maybe leave it over somewhere. And Just saying. Sometimes you don't want to, you know, men are too they don't want to show emotion. So Chas Shalom, they should see that you really machshir. But this is itself. You have to deal with the men, right? But a person, he's machshiv. If he's machshiv his wife, he's ma'irich his wife. He values his wife, then he will give her attention. We'll give her attention. Why we'll give her attention? Because now she's something special. She has what to say. And she talks differently and different views and everything, but Sarif Kal Sarif, she's important to you. She's important to you. You'll give her attention, you'll give her affection, because it's real. Not just affection because, you know, you want to show something because you want to go outside and go learn, and you know, if you don't give affection, she'll be stuck here for another hour. And attention and appreciation. It's real appreciation. Ezum, it says, Mechabda Yoysim Agufa. You have to mechabed your wife, yoysim agufa. You have to mechabed your wife more than yourself. What does it mean? You wear one frock, you give her two frocks. No, that's not the nekuda of a covered. It means that she's honorable in your eyes. Not like, you know, you have a guy, a politician, you have to honor a politician. Why? Because you want to get something from him. By a lady, it has to be real. And it has to be real. If it's not real, and a person is busy with an entire day, and sometimes doesn't have time to think, but the person should stop. Certain times, think. How do I value my wife? How is she chashiv in my eyes? And it might take time, but you start thinking about these things. Once you start thinking about these nekudis, then you appreciate them much more, and then it gives a certain chashivas. And this is the way to do these things. It takes work, but anything good in this world, a person wants to get himself strong and have muscles, he has to take work. A person wants to become rich, it takes work. Person wants to work on tefillah, it takes work. To want to learn no masechta, it takes work. And the shleimus of bias, where Don Segel, he said he has a sefer on Shalom Bias. He's over there. He says that the gdol Yisrael steigd from their house. It means arrived from Elkanah, Yotzei Mebeisoi. But why they steigd? Because there's so much you could do in a avodas Hashem. And one of the avodas Hashem is to really value your wife, which is the aleph base of a relationship. You want to have a triple A, appreciation, attention, affection. It's not real if it's not without haracha. And haracha is, you have to start thinking, how do I appreciate my wife? How do I value? What do I really value my wife? What is her miles? What does that mean? It means that she's very special in my eyes in a certain way. And it takes avoida. But the more you do it, how do I know? Because during the tekufa, the tzkufa, when I give Shalom Bayis Shmuzin, my wife always knows I'm giving Shalom Bayis Shmuzin because I'm working on Naisei, so it may have had a shpa. So it does work. Chashim Ingoman told me, Ben Aliyah, he told me the following. He said he says Shalom Bayis is 90%. He read a book on Shalom Bayis, it went up 5% more, 95%. This is a world of difference. No matter how good a person is, a person can always improve himself better and more and more. Just need more, a little bit focus, sim slave, a little bit every day, and you can change your whole yachas between each other. Talk about Zaycha.